I got you snickered.
You ain't knitter.
Oh, I have too.
You ain't knitter.
Yes, well, let's see you move.
How's that?
Move. Look out there. Oh, dadnabbit, what'd you do that for? Checkers and everything spilt all over the floor.
Yeah, you told me to move.
Yes, but I meant to hello, Bert.
Oh,
Bert Parkin.
Yeah.
How do, Bert?
Hello, fellas. Just dropped in to see about that man Biggers.
Oh, yes.
He came around to me and wanted me to go in on that sports arena deal.
What's that, Deb?
Said he was going to bring some top-notch pugilists here. Said he might even get Joe Primera.
What's that, Deb?
Yes, that's what he told me, too.
Who's that, Deb?
Well, I'll keep your trap shut with you. Bigger.
Bigger than what?
That's the feller. The feller.
What, say?
The feller. Yes, Bert, he come in and
bigger than what feller?
No, bigger than the side of a barn. Yes, Bert, he told me he was going to put up a
bigger barn?
Yes. No. He's going to build an arena. Said it means millions of dollars to us merchants here in Corn Center.
Well, do you suppose it will?
Ooh, he figured it right out to me, right here in front of my eyes. And figures don't lie, Bert.
Yeah, he told me that you was behind it, you was behind it strong. You think it's a good thing, then?
Well, sure, I figure anything's a good thing if us merchants can make some money out of it.
Well, if you think it's all right, then I'll put some money in it myself.
Well, sure, I think it ought to work out all right, Bert.
Well, I just wanted to find out. So long.
So long, Bert. Drop in any time. Glad to see you.
Why, is Bert figuring on building a bigger barn?
No, land of Goshen. Ev, you're the worst fellow to get mixed up. Bert ain't built nothing. He's talking about a new fellow in town. He's going to make a lot of money for us merchants by putting up an arena.
Now, what's an arena?
Why, an arena is
you don't know yourself.
No, sakes. I'll look it up in the dictionary for you so you'll know the next time and not be showing off your ignorance. Wait.
You knew it yourself, you wouldn't have to look
at it. Well, wait a second now. Let's see, here you be. Arena. Found the first thing. Arena. Scene or field of...
How's that?
No, why don't you keep your ears open? You wouldn't have to ask questions. Scene.
You mean Bert did?
Bert did what?
Seen it.
Ah, nobody's seen it. You don't see it? Says, scene or feel?
Oh, yes. I see now, yes. You feel it.
No, you don't feel it neither.
Well, if you don't see it, feel it, how'd you know it's there?
It ain't feel. It's field. It says here, field of combat. Field of combat. That's what it is. We're going to make plenty of money out of it. Millions of dollars.
Yeah, shucks. Sounds like a skin game to me, Zeb. Mm. How can you make $1 million out of one field of combat?
There you go, showing your ignorance again. I guess you don't know how much a good crop of combat is worth.
Well, how much will it round to the acre?
Oh, I don't know exactly. But if you've got a big enough field and plenty of combat growing in it, you're bound to make money.
Yes, but I still think that...
Oh, shame.
I want to send you my congratulations.
Oh, Professor, what'd you say you wanted?
Tender congratulations.
Oh, yes. See if we got any in stock and pick out a nice tender one.
No. I mean, I want to congratulate you, compliment you. I've just been talking to Mrs. Howe, and she informed me that you had decided to sign the protest against permitting a prize fight here in Corn Center.
Yes, we did sign that.
Mr. Winterbottom, that protest is going to be one of the most important documents in the history of Corn Center.
Okay, sir.
Yes, we're going to scotch this prize fight idea before it even gets started.
Well, what is that, Professor?
Scotch. That's a term applied to a snake. When one sees that...
I didn't know there was any.
Any what?
Scotch snakes.
Oh, but I...
Why, of course they is, Zeb. Instead of having stripes on them, they have plaid, checkers on them.
They don't. They don't at all. Scotch simply means to nip in the bud. In other words...
Do what, Professor?
Nip of what?
Nip of scotch.
Yeah, well, that's the reason you've seen them.
But I don't understand. Seen what?
Them plaid snakes.
Oh, but
yes, that's a fact, Professor. You keep on taking nips of that scotch, and you'll see worse than that. Now, Shane, why don't you quit while there's still time? It's a shame for a young fella like you to...
Strong drink is a curse.
I never touch liquor.
You don't?
No. And I'm not discussing that subject. I said we must see to it that the infamous plan for making our town the scene of a brutal pugilistic contest must not go a step farther.
Oh, well, sakes alive. Why didn't you say so in the first place, Professor? Eb, the professor didn't see no plaid snakes.
Certainly I didn't.
No, it was his stepfather.
Now, look here. Let's drop the matter. I'd like Mr. Peters to join me as a committee of two to call on the mayor.
Well, what you want to see him for?
I want to have a talk with him regarding the stand we citizens are taking. And I think you, as one of Corn Center's leading merchants, will carry some weight.
Well, I'll go, but I can't carry no weight.
No. I mean, you will have a certain amount of influence with him. Tell him what the merchants think of the whole nefarious scheme. I'm sure he'll take measures to stop it.
Yes, Eb, you go along. You tell Mayor Schultzenheimer just let Professor Thistlewaite where I want you to.
Yes, I have my car right outside.
Well, I'll go, as long as you got your car. But this dang knee of mine...
Well, go along, go along. And say, Professor, let him ride back. Don't let him get into that crowd over there in the post office. If he ever gets over there shooting off his mouth, he never will get. Now, get along out of here, Hector Smith. I'm dead burned busy today, and I got no time to...
I just wanted to ask you if you'd heard about the big prize fight.
Yes, I heard about it, and us merchants are again it.
Yeah, but shoot, have a heart, Mr. Winterbottom. You see, a prize fighter has to make a living the same as anyone else. You know that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Give the boys a chance is my motto. Mm-hmm. Why, I remember when I was a prize fighter.
Prize fighter?
Yeah, well, I was. Mm-hmm. I was, and I'll never forget my last fight. As I stepped into the ring, a million voices...
Who did you ever fight?
Swelled in a mighty roar of applause. The next instant...
I said, who did you ever fight?
Santa Claus. The next instant, the bell rang. I leaped into...
Santa Claus?
Yes, that was the fellow I fought. I leaped into the center of the ring...
Well, why did they call him Santa Claus?
Because he packed a big sock. I leaped into the center of the ring, led off with a right. A left.
Yes.
Right. A left.
Left.
Right.
Right.
Left.
Left.
Right.
Left.
Tramp, 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 the boys are marching.
Say, what in condition is the matter with you, Hector Smith? Burn your hide out.
What's the matter? What's the matter? Don't you like that tune?
Well, certainly I like the tune, but what's that all got to do with the fight?
The fight? Fight. What fight?
Why the fight you was having with that fellow, the one you was telling me about?
Yes, I see what you mean. It was a fight, yeah. Well, Mr. Winterbottom, that was the most terrific battle of the century.
It was, eh?
Yes, sir. My opponent was a fella come up to about here on me. Yeah. Yes, that was the trouble. He come up there too often. Mm-hmm. And round and round we went, in and out, ducking, fainting, falling all over ourselves. Mm-hmm. Well, he was all covered with blood.
Yeah.
My blood. Mm-hmm. And I had his trouble was he had a 10-yard reach.
Mm-hmm.
And try as I might.
10-yard reach?
Yes, sir. Try as I might.
Hector Smith, you mean to tell me that fella could reach 10 yards?
Yeah, sure he could. A yard at a time.
Yes, but
he was beating me back toward the rope, feet by feet, inch by inch. My knees were weak. I was getting groggy.
Yes.
Blows rained all over me.
Well, what did you do?
I put up my umbrella.
Okay, now, Dad, burn your heart.
Suddenly, we had backed me into a corner, Mr. Winterbottom. Backed me right smack. We were sparring for an opening. Eye to eye, foot, tooth to tooth. Yes. And then, Mr. Winterbottom, I saw my big chance.
Yes,
sir. For a second, he dropped his guard, exposing his chin.
Yes.
And quick as a flash, my right first shot out, my right knee shot over. I missed.
Yes. Then he won?
He won. Yes. I should say not. I won.
Yes, but how could you win if you missed him?
Well, you see, Mr. Winterbottom, my blow was so fast, he caught pneumonia from the breeze and had to give up the fight.
Oh, yes, I see. He caught pneumonia from... get out of here, Hector Smith. Go on and get...
Boy, tell me about it. Go on and get...